Another local lad who answered the call was Albert Mariner. Albert was the seventh of George and Martha Mariner's 10 children. At age 23, he enlisted for war service on the 18th of August 1915. He was placed in the 8th Light Horse Regiment, 12th Reinforcement. Light horse regiments usually fought dismounted, using their horses as transport to the battlefield and as a means of swift disengagement when retreating or retiring. They also performed other roles, such as scouting and screening while mounted. The horses used were called whalers because although they come from all parts of Australia, they were originally sold through New South Wales. They were sturdy, hardy horses, able to travel long distances in hot weather with very little water. This was important for that part of the war conducted in the Middle East, and this was where Albert was sent. In November, he embarked for Egypt on the A-11 Acanthus, arriving in Port Said in December. Albert wrote a diary giving a first-hand account of desert fighting. Albert writes about his regiment spending time fixing up their camp and looking around Cairo. The time was spent caring for the horses, on sentry duty, practicing rifle shooting, as well as sightseeing. By February 1916, Albert's regiment trucked their horses by train to Serapeum, where again they set up camp, putting up horse lines and tents. In March 1916, the Anzac Mounted Division, 1st, 2nd and 3rd Light Horse Brigades, and the New Zealand Mounted Rifles Brigade were formed in Egypt as part of the British and Allied forces against the Ottoman and German empires. Albert's regiment was part of the 3rd Light Horse Brigade. While on active service, the days were spent on patrol, caring for the horses and on guard duty. This included caring for sick horses and clearing up after the never-ending sandstorms. He describes what one of these looked like.
On officer's mess fatigue. Very windy, so had to knock off. Could hardly see for the dust. Blew our tent down. Pole busted through top and cracked pole. Sand-covered kit bags and heaped up all over things, 1 to 2 deep. Filled water troughs, covered railway lines.
Albert was involved in the Battle of Romani. This battle was fought to put a stop to the Turkish threat of the Suez Canal. His descriptions of the ensuing days were filled with fast-moving events, trying to keep the horses fed and watered while dealing with increasing prisoners and losses as the battles raged ahead of them. He describes one of his experiences on the front line.
Up early, got ready, issued with rations and moved off and waited to be called upon. Then moved off in an extended order up to the firing line, galloped in and took up our position. Tom Holloway got hit in the arm, but not serious. They dismounted and we galloped out again under heavy fire with our section of horses. Some bolted, some knocked up, some got away, and some lost their helmets. Some got back under cover and waited until wanted, then galloped in again and brought the men out. No one hit at all, then took another position. The shells began to come and just fell over us a little way off. One or two got hit with shrapnel. One ginger-headed chap from HQ got hit and died just near us. We held on until evening. Returned to Hot El and waited for the rest of the brigade until dusk, and my horse got wounded in the hind quarter with bullet whilst holding him in the oasis. Camped for the night.
Aeroplanes were used for the first time in war for both observation and fighting. The German planes were called Taubes, and Albert describes one encounter.
Going out to hold the line, a Taube came over and dropped 3 bombs at us, but missed. She then fired a volley of machine gun bullets at one of our observing planes and brought her down. The pilot died near the plane, but the observer recovered. The plane was burnt later.
Albert was to remain fighting in the Middle East throughout all of 1917, and by April 1918 the war was slowing down, with less enemy fire encountered and more Turkish prisoners being taken. In August 1918, Albert contracted malaria and was sick for 15 days before recovering and returning to duty. He suffered relapses and was hospitalised, but on November the 11th, 1918, Albert writes.
The German armistice signed. Armistice, 11th month, 11th day, and 11th hour.
Albert remained in Egypt as part of the British occupation until 1919, when he embarked on the SS Malta for home, arriving in Australia in early August. His entire war service of 4 years was spent in Sinai-Palestine campaign in the Middle East. He was discharged from the army on the 29th of September 1919 and returned to Apollo Bay, where he married Lydia Biddle and they lived on a farm up Wild Dog Road.
Lord, I can't read this letter I'm sending. The teardrops blind me as they fall. For there's life and excitement around me. But my poor heart is dead to it all. Yours is wonderful kindness, I pray. But I'm weary all the day through. I don't heed what for.